We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Something I'm made for.
Something I'm made for. Billie Eilish on Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now with the Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. Good morning. So I was telling you yesterday morning that my son Will, 12 years old, 7th grade, is having a secret relationship.
His first girlfriend.
I only know this is going on because his mother and I have been reading his text, which we, by the way, we vacillate. We go back and forth on this.
My mom did it to me until I was 18, so you're fine. If you pay the bill, you get to read the text.
Yeah, that's how we're at least rationalizing it between ourselves. It's like when we gave him the phone, we told him we're going to be reading your text. So
right.
Be very, very careful. So he has a text relationship with a girl that's happening right now. And they've had a few phone conversations. And I would imagine they see each other at school. But he has not discussed this with either of us. So the only reason that we know what's going on is because we've been reading his text. And one thing that I've noticed that he's been doing, because this has only been really going on for like a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
He lies all the time.
To his girlfriend?
He's been lying all the time because she wants to talk. And when she wants to have phone conversations, it seems like he is making stuff up as to why he can't get on the phone with her.
Like, do you have an example?
Yes. Yesterday it was, I was playing a board game with my brother and my dad.
And you're like, that's definitely false information.
We didn't play any board games yesterday. Like, what is he talking about? And then a few days ago, it was, sorry, I couldn't talk. My dad made me go to my brother's soccer game. Or like two nights ago, it was, my dad made me do math homework. So he's throwing me under the bus.
Always.
All the time. I don't really get why. Like, I don't understand why he's lying. Like yesterday afternoon, he didn't play a board game, but he did go to, we went to a batting cage to go hit baseballs.
Yeah. Like that would be an adequate answer to her question.
Yeah.
Why like, does just it, tell the truth.
Why? Yeah, it bothers me that he's lying so much.
Right, because if he's lying to her.
And I wonder what's happening next.
Yeah.
I wonder what lie is going to come next. Like, she, like later today, if she wants to talk on the phone, he's like, oh, sorry, my dad made me go outside and paint the fence.
Right, and you're like, no, it's not true.
Right. Like, I feel like I should start coming up with things for him to do just so he can get out of phone conversations with this girl.
Right.
I don't understand. Does that mean that he doesn't like her because he doesn't want to talk on the phone, or he just doesn't like talking on the phone?
I don't know.
Like, who knows?
Yeah,
who knows,
who really
right?
knows?
Because I can't bring this up to him because it's a secret conversation that he's in.
Poor kid. Maybe he's just nervous.
Probably nervous. I have a question for you.
Yes.
Do you have a bandage on your face?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if you can tell, but it's actually a struggle for me to talk and specifically laugh. I can't laugh because this Band-Aid is so huge.
Is there a story behind this Band-Aid?
No, I just decided to put a 3-inch Band-Aid on my face.
Like your Nelly?
Yeah, trust me. I've already gotten millions of Nelly jokes from my family.
Well, let me be the 75th.
I'm going to post it on our Instagram story so people really understand how big it is.
Yeah, please do. But there is a story behind this, right?
Yeah. Okay. And I'm fine. But we'll just say for the first time in my life, I had to get stitches.
Stitches?
Yeah. Yeah.
What is going on with Morgan's face?
Yeah, it's rough.
We'll tell you next.
It's real life, real Cleveland. This is the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. Okay, so what is going on with Morgan this morning? Because she has come into the studio. She sat down. I didn't notice it until 5 minutes into the show, but she has a giant bandage on her face. If you if you run into Morgan today, you can't miss this bandage on her face. And there's a picture of it up on our Instagram at the Q Morning Show. What happened to you?
Okay, so yesterday I went to my dermatologist, and I don't know if you have ever noticed this, but I obviously notice it because I look at my face every day. But on my right cheek, there was like a little bump. And I always thought it was just like a zit because, you know, people get zits or whatever.
I have never noticed that, by the way.
Okay, well, it wasn't like big or anything, but obviously when I would mess with it, it would get bigger and then it would go down and whatever. But it's been there for like a year. And so I was like, okay, well, maybe I should go get this checked out. So I went and got it checked out, and they were like, okay, it's probably a cyst. We're going to have to drain it. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. So I'm thinking a drain is like, you know, like the YouTube videos that you see, like the Dr. Pimple Popper.
I am not on YouTube watching cysts being drained.
Right, right, right. I mean, I thought it was just going to be like a little poke and then you can, you know, let your imagination run wild.
Yeah. Put a little cup under there.
Right. And just get it all out.
Right.
Well, when I got there and my dermatologist started like feeling around, basically it was worse than what I thought it was. And they had to like legit cut it open. I had to have my face cut open.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's gross. Like, they dug it out, and now I have stitches in my face. And my face isn't swollen. I know it looks like it is, but there's gauze under here.
Yeah.
To make sure that the stitches heal correctly. But I'm 31 years old, and this is the first time that I ever had stitches. And I also didn't think it was going to be a big deal because I thought, oh, this thing is so tiny. It was like a centimeter, she said, like 1.5 centimeters on each side. And so I was like, oh, it's fine. I'll go in. I'll drain it. They'll give me a little Band-Aid and I'll be good to go. This Band-Aid covers 1/4 of my face.
Yeah, I mean, they gave you the big one. They gave you the big Band-Aid.
I can't laugh. It hurts to laugh. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I know.
I mean, how crazy, because you go in there, you think you're going to the doctor's office for one reason.
Yeah.
And then something completely different happens. I mean, that sounds like something that they should tell you about at the appointment and say, okay, in 3 weeks, come back. This is what we're going to do to you.
Yeah. Well, they did. So I went 3 weeks ago and that was a consultation.
Oh,
and
okay. So you knew this was coming.
Well, I knew it was coming, but like I said, I thought it was going to be a drain. Which doesn't require like the scalpel and doesn't require stitches. But basically it was worse than what I thought it was. And so they had to cut me open and stitch me up. I will say, like, during the, I guess it was a procedure, it didn't hurt. I was completely numb. It was good.
Well, that's good.
It was weird though, because like I could feel her like pulling my skin off my face pretty much. And she got like scissors. And I was like, are you cutting my skin off? Like, that's what it sounded like. She's like, kick, kick. I'm like, what is happening to my face right now? And then to have your face like sewn up. Have you ever got stitches before?
Yes, but I was 10.
Okay. It's weird though. Like, I couldn't see what was going on, but I could feel my face being sewn back together. It was wild.
It seems like that's something that, even though they probably don't do it, like, I would want to be put to sleep for that.
Yeah.
Like, knock me out for that.
Yeah. Well, I told her.
And they don't do it. Like, there's so many procedures that they do nowadays that they don't even need to knock you out anymore.
Yeah. Well, I told her it was yesterday at 2 o'clock and they did numb me. And I like closed my eyes because I obviously didn't want to see what was going on. And I was so numb. Like, 2 o'clock is around my normal nap time. So I was in and out of a nap the entire time that she was doing what she was doing. I was like, I don't remember any of this.
From start to beginning, how long did the entire procedure take?
20 minutes, maybe.
Okay, wow. Yeah. I mean, modern medical technology is pretty amazing now.
Yeah, and that 20 minutes from, like, the time that I sat in the chair and, like, had all the questions and whatever. So it didn't take long at all. I just, it was crazy. It was so crazy. And now I can't talk. I was like, great. I have to go to work with this huge Band-Aid on my face. And I was like, thank God that I don't work in, like, a normal office where I'd have to see, you know, 20 to 25 people every day.
Right, because everybody's going to ask you about your face.
I was like,
oh my God, what happened to your face?
I can handle Bill. Like, I can handle one person, and I feel like, Bill, you're very understanding, so you're not going to make fun of me. If I worked at the sports station, I would probably get picked on all day.
Yeah, I'm not going to make fun of you.
Like, all right,
I do have, I mean, it's not to say I won't make fun of you.
It's okay. I give you permission. It's absurd. Like, it's the size of my palm.
I'm really good at reading the room.
Yeah.
And I realize that this is fresh and it just happened to you. So it's not time for jokes yet.
Right.
I do have one question, though.
Sure.
So when this bandage comes off, because you have three stitches in your face, did they talk about, are you going to have a small scar there?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah. I am. So hopefully it heals nicely. I mean, like I said, I don't know how to take care of stitches. I have the dissolvable stitches, so they don't have to, like, take them out or anything. But I got to put Vaseline on it. I got to keep a Band-Aid on it for a couple of weeks. I don't know. Like, am I allowed to wear makeup? I have tons of questions that I didn't get answers to.
Yeah. When's your follow-up appointment? You can ask all those questions.
Four weeks.
Do you got to keep that bandage on for four weeks?
No, no. This only 24 hours. Okay. So it's coming off today. It's coming off today.
Oh, my gosh. What an ordeal.
I know. Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
You would think I'd be going into Shawn Mendes and stitches right now, because that would be the thing to do. But it's not scheduled to play next.
Right.
So I'll just play a clip.
Yeah, David tried to kiss me last night, and his nose hit the Band-Aid, and I was like, get off, Meg! It's not great.
We will play Teddy Swims.
I do love Teddy.
Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. Morgan's here this morning with three stitches in her face.
Yep, can hardly move the right side of my face, but we're here, baby.
I think we're both lucky that, I mean, for the first time in your life, at 31 years old, you've gotten your first stitches.
Oh, yeah. I've never even broken a bone.
And I got four stitches in my finger when I was 10 years old.
And that's it?
That's it.
Yeah.
And I've never broken a bone.
Yeah.
Like, I feel we're both really lucky. I've had a head concussion.
Oh, that's bad.
But I've never had... I've never got ran over
by a go-kart. Third degree burn.
Ooh, third degree. Is that a bad one?
Yeah.
Where's that at?
On my arm.
Can you still see it?
You can see it in the summer when I tan. Like, my arm doesn't tan evenly.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got ran over by a go-kart.
When I got my stitches, I was, like I said, 10 years old. It was summertime. I was pitching in this Little League baseball game, and I was doing really, really well, like the best game that I ever pitched.
Mm-hmm.
I had gone through three innings without giving up a hit. And
nice.
they only wanted me to pitch three innings, and they said, okay, that's it. But then when I haven't given up a hit, they're like, no, you got to keep going, right? But then it's my turn to hit, right? So it's my turn to bat in the game, and the pitcher hit me in the hand.
Oh, yeah.
And now looking back on it, I don't know if that was on purpose or not.
Right. At least you got to walk the base, right?
Well, no, I did not get to take my base.
Because you had to get stitches.
Because I got hit in the hand. And we didn't realize what had happened at all. But my hand was really hurting. And so we took off my batting glove. And it's just my whole hand is just covered in blood.
Yeah.
And so
I have to go
to the hospital. And I got four stitches in my finger. And I was supposed to go. I was supposed to stay overnight in my friend's tent later that night. And so I went over there, but then my hand was like throbbing all night.
Yeah.
And I couldn't go to sleep. So I had to go pick up my sleeping bag and go back to my mom and dad's house.
Oh, that stinks.
Are you in like a considerable amount of pain?
No, not really. Cause it's like on the apple of my cheek, I guess. It feels weird today. I didn't have a chance to take anything for the pain this morning, but it doesn't really hurt unless I, like, have a big, big laugh, a big chuckle. But right now, it's fine.
Well,
so don't make me laugh today, people.
I don't think we're in any danger of that this morning.
Yeah, don't make me laugh because I might have a fit.
I mean, you've been a part of this show for 2 years now. How often do I really make anybody laugh that hard?
Right. I'm just going to be giggling today.
It just doesn't happen. We might as well talk about something serious then. What's going on with Kate Middleton?
Oh, gosh. The saga continues.
Okay. We've got an update.
Goodness.
We'll get to that next. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good morning. It's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So let me see if I can do this, because the saga of Kate Middleton over the past week, quickly, because I feel like we need to reset it every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Middleton had abdominal surgery back in December. She said, I'm going to take some time off and I'm going to heal. And then everybody started wondering, like, well, wait a minute, this is taking too long for her to heal. She hasn't been out in public. And then there was this thing where they thought that Kate was in a car with her mother, but mm-hmm. now they're questioning whether that was really Kate.
Mm-hmm.
And then this picture came out over the weekend and quickly taken away by the royal family.
Yeah.
They released the picture and now they've taken the picture away and they've apologized for it.
The royal family didn't do it first. The Associated Press did it, which owns, the Associated Press is like a media conglomerate that owns like Reuters and other publications, other major publications.
Okay.
So basically they're saying you can't use this photo because it's been photoshopped.
Right. Now, who photoshopped the picture? That's what we're, do we know that definitively?
No. There are theories, obviously. All of the photo credit in the original stories was from William. But then this tweet came from their joint account yesterday, the Prince and Princess of Wales. It says, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. I hope everyone celebrating had a happy Mother's Day. C, which would be Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
So they're admitting that it was a photoshopped picture.
But she's not really explaining what exactly was photoshopped, because it was Kate and her three kids.
Right.
And so what was photoshopped? If it was just, I mean, what could it possibly be?
The whole photo.
The entire photo was photoshopped.
Yeah, I mean, they posted it making it seem like, because people are asking, where is Kate? Why can't we see her? What is she doing? So they posted that to be like, look, Kate is with her family. She's recovering. But they're like, no, this photo did not happen in real time. And then there are people online who are demanding that Kensington Palace release the original untouched photo, and they refuse to do it. And then yesterday, they're like, you know, you get online and they're like, oh, Prince William and Princess Kate seen in a car. And then you go look at the picture and you can see Prince William sitting in the car and you can only see the back of Kate's head. It's like,
it's
what
her stunt
is
double.
Going on? Somebody is either, she's either being super defiant and refusing to play the game, you know, because it's like she very easily could turn her head to the right. And they would be able to take a photo. Why won't she do it? So it's either a her thing, or I feel like she really is recovering for something, and we don't know all the details of it yet.
Yeah, it's really puzzling. I'm on her side on this whole thing.
For sure.
Like, I don't think that she'd have to do anything. And I feel bad that she felt the pressure to put out this picture that was photoshopped and now has to apologize for it, because it's made the entire situation worse.
Totally, totally worse. And I guess I just don't understand like what their end game was, because you very easily could like even just show a picture of Kate like in bed smiling, like recovering, and people wouldn't question it.
Yeah.
But all of these weird choices are making people question it more.
Meanwhile, Morgan had three stitches yesterday. She showed her picture's already on the Instagram page.
I know. I said yesterday, if you don't see me for 2.5 months, it's because I had a planned facial surgery and I will be in sweatpants for the next 2.5 months.
See Morgan's face bandage right now at the Q Morning Show on Instagram.
Cleveland is waking up with the Q Morning Show on
Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. So good to have you here. We are the Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. So Taylor Swift just wrapped up 6 shows in Singapore. Travis Kelce was there.
Yes.
He flew for some of those shows, and they were spotted having like little casual, intimate dates in Singapore. And then they flew back after the last show, and I guess just due to the time difference and everything else, they made it back in time on Sunday in Los Angeles to go to Oscar parties, Oscar after parties.
Do they ever rest?
Like, if I get back, if I take a little trip to Chicago, when I come back, I don't want to go anywhere.
3 days.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doing anything for 3 days.
I need to take days off work.
Yeah.
We're coming off a weekend where we lost an hour of sleep and everybody's like dragging yesterday.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce went through multiple time zones.
Right.
And still had energy to go to an Oscar party. And I guess from what I'm reading, this was Madonna's Oscar party.
Okay.
Some sort of a Gucci event held at someone's home in the Hollywood Hills. Matthew McConaughey was there. Jennifer Lawrence.
Still.
Billie Eilish. Cillian
Maybe
Murphy.
It's because they have their private jet and it's easier to get a good night's sleep on your own private jet. Like, they probably have comfortable...
There's probably a bed in that private jet,
yeah.
Right?
Maybe even two.
Like a full kink two.
like twin size beds.
Twin size?
Yeah.
I think there's a king size bed on that plane.
In that plane? No, no way.
How can we find that out?
I don't know. We'll have to do... I guarantee you a Swiftie out there has seen the inside of Taylor Swift's plane. So if you know where we can find it, let us know.
I never sleep on planes. I've tried to. I've taken red eyes before in my life. And I can't sleep. Now,
oh, I pass the heck out.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
If I had a king-size bed, different story, possibly?
Might be a little easier, yeah.
And now she's got some time off. Taylor's got some time off. The Eras Tour will resume again in May.
Okay, yeah. So she's like, let me get through this party, and then I can take 2 months and pull Kate Middleton and hide out.
Yeah. Well, we know what's coming up, though, next month.
What's next month? Oh, her new album. That's right.
New album will drop April something.
Something. Swifties, let us know. Text us.
Taylor now. It's Q104. Good morning. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. Someone just texted into the show at 216-474-0104. Wait, we're supposed to get me time?
Right.
So we're talking about a specific segment of women here. Are we talking about all women?
Yeah, you know, the survey says.
The survey says all women. So this is all women.
Yeah, 52% of women.
Okay. What are the results of this survey?
52% of women say showers are the only me time they get on any given day, which totally makes sense. I mean, it's the only time that you're alone. It's the only time that you're away from your kids.
Okay, so this isn't all women. This is moms.
No, I'm just saying, like,
if you're a single woman, you have plenty of me time.
Sure, yeah, but still, like, okay, whenever I was not married, but David would still be here for an extended amount of time. I consider my bath time my me time. I'm a bath taker. I take a bath every single night.
Okay.
But it's the only time you can just shut everybody out, leave the phone away, grab a book, chill out, and have some quality you time.
Okay. So they're escaping to the bathroom.
Yes.
In the shower.
Yes.
Can't really grab a book if you're in the shower.
Well, that's why I say I'm a bath person. 68% of women feel like they can do anything after a good shower, and it gives them a confidence boost that lasts for more than 4 hours.
Okay. Interesting. I wonder what my wife would say about that. I think my wife gets plenty of me time. And I think it's just she's lucky because, I mean, There's pros and cons about working the hours that she does. She works a lot of afternoons and evenings. And so once the kids are out the door, and they're out the door by 8 a.m.,
right.
She's got the house to herself from 8 p.m. or 8 a.m. until I get home.
Yeah, that's nice.
And so sometimes she'll text me and say, hey, go somewhere else. Go get this. Go to Costco.
See, she's really going above and beyond to make sure that she does get her me time.
She has the house and it's quiet. She can read. She can do whatever she wants.
It's hard, too, though. Like, in my household, David works from home. Mm-hmm. So that's not an option. That's why the me time is in the shower.
Can David work from, can he go to a coffee shop or something like that?
He can.
Does he ever want to?
No.
Just to break up the monotony?
No.
Like I would, if I had to work from home, I would have to get out of the house occasionally and go take the work on the road.
He says that, and he does like to do that, but he also has a very extra office set up with all the screens and all the computers and all the speakers. So it's like he'll go to a coffee shop and try to work, but in an hour he's home because he needs his bigger screen.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
When does David get his me time, though? That's what I'm concerned about. How does David get his me time?
When he's in the bathroom. Like, probably, literally, that's when he gets his me time. That, and, you know, it does have to do a lot with your work schedule. His me time is when I go to bed at 8 o'clock, and I can hear him playing some type of golf video game on the television in the new living room. That's his me time.
That would be guy me time, right?
Yeah.
Video games or... Right. Something like that.
Right.
Well, it's important that all women get their me time.
And you know what?
No matter your situation.
If it's only going to be in the shower, take an extra long shower. Do what you got to do.
Paul is very concerned about how long we're all in the shower, by the way.
I was just about to say, ignore the water bill for 5 minutes and just take a long shower.
Especially if we all have to take showers in the morning, we all have to go somewhere. It's like you're using up all the hot water.
Right. So, you got to stagger.
Now I can yell back. I'm trying to get my me time.
Exactly.
In here. All right. Cleveland Confessional this morning. We're going to talk to Lex. Is that short for Lexi?
Yeah.
Okay. So Lex. She's got something going on. She needs to confess something. And once she confesses it, if she ever confesses this in the real world, because she's coming to do it on the radio show, but if she has to do it for real, it's going to make her life kind of tricky.
Yeah. Especially right now in this current moment.
So we'll hear Lex's confession next on the Q Morning Show.
Real life, real Cleveland. It's the Q Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, you've got the Q Morning Show. Let's get to the Cleveland Confessional. So this is something that it's on your mind. You're just dying to tell somebody. You want to tell somebody, but you really can't tell anyone because maybe they won't understand or whatever the case may be. So you come to us and you can get it off your chest that way. Let's bring in Lex. Lex, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead with your confession.
Okay, I want to confess that I have a major crush on my college professor, but I don't know if that's like weird or...
What's the ages? The ages will determine if it's weird. How old are you?
I am 21.
Okay, and how old is the professor?
He's 31.
So okay.
It's not like he's like 50, you know, but 10 years can... It can kind of be a lot.
Whoa, good for him. A 31-year-old professor?
Yeah, I mean, it happens. It's rare, but that means that he works hard, right?
Right. Like, he's doing well for himself at this point.
What class does he teach?
Sociology.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how long have you known that you've had a little crush on the college professor?
I mean, pretty much since the class started in the beginning of the semester. It's like, he's so young and hot. And like, how do you get a professor to teach sociology and make it fun and interesting? Like, he's so smart. I could just listen to him talk forever. I love his brain.
How are you doing in the class?
I'm doing really well. I mean, it helps that I'm really attentive.
You pay attention? Yeah, little bit more.
A little bit more attention, like want to impress him.
I'm assuming that he does not know about this crush. That would be weird, right?
Yeah, no way. Absolutely not.
I guess I'm just trying to figure out what's your end game in confessing this to us? Like, do you think there might be mutual feelings? Do you think you shouldn't cross that bridge?
I definitely wouldn't want to do it during the semester. I'd be like worried. I don't want to jeopardize his career, his job or anything, but like after the semester is over, do you think it's something that I should pursue? Is that weird? I think that's what I want help with.
I don't know how that works. I'm sure that colleges have rules in place about professors, instructors dating students.
Yeah.
But is it a blanket rule or is it only if they're taking your class? I don't know that.
Right. Yeah, right. I feel like at first it is kind of jarring because you just hear the sentence, right? Like, I have a crush on my professor. That's jarring. But when you really get into the details of it, like, is there anything wrong with it? If you're done with the class, you're of age, he is of age. I don't know. It's an interesting question.
And it's too bad that you're doing well in the class because you could always
for tutoring.
Yeah, take advantage, you know, find out when his office hours are and then go into his office hours and then close the door. And they'd be like, you know, professor, I really love your class. And you know that sociology.
No.
Sociology is about the social causes and the consequences of human behavior. So, professor, what would happen if I just put my hand on your knee?
No, that's inappropriate.
I wouldn't want to do that right now just because, like you said, like I am in his class right now. So I feel like once it's over, for sure, like maybe I'll go to his office hours after that and then see him like what. Yeah.
You know what? Now that I think about it, I had a sorority sister that went through the same thing as you, Lex. Now, this was however many years ago. Should I tell you how it ended now or should I wait?
Yeah, what did they do?
They're married.
They're not married, but they did date for a long time. They dated for like 4 years, and she was a sophomore in college whenever this guy was her professor. She did wait until after the class was over, but then they started dating, and they dated for 4 years, and nobody thought it was weird.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Listen to the excitement.
That gives me so much hope, really.
You also could keep it on the down low.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's not like you have to tell the world, you know, what you're doing.
Yeah, but I mean, if they start dating, or if she wants to start dating.
Right. 216-474-0104. What do you think about Lex's situation? She has a crush on a professor. Should she do anything now? Should she wait until the semester is over? Should she not do anything at all and hopefully the crush goes away? Should she take my advice and go meet him at office hours?
That's a bad idea. That's a bad idea.
Professor, what are the consequences of human behavior if I kiss you right now? 216-474-0104, the Cleveland Confessional, next on the Q Morning Show. Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. If you're just tuning in right now, you are just in time because we're doing the Cleveland Confessional. We heard from Lex, who confessed to us that she has a crush on a professor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a class that she is taking right now, sociology. The age difference is she is 21. He is 31 years old.
That's good for him.
And he's single and he's a professor. And he must be doing well.
Yeah.
And a good-looking guy, apparently, according to Lex, anyway. And she wants to take the next step. Should she take the next step?
Right. And I think another question is, should she wait until the class is over? Or because they're both consenting adults, is it fine?
Shay is in Willoughby. Let's see what Shay has to say. Shay, good morning.
Good morning. So what? I think that she should go for it. I think it's fun sneaking around, and it's their little secret, so go for it.
Okay, fun to sneak around.
I do. I think that's so much fun. She's so young. Like, go for it. You only live once.
Go for it now or wait until the semester is over, which I would imagine would be within the next few weeks. Spring break is happening right now. Would you wait until the end of the semester, Shay?
I would go for it now.
She's like, no, we need the rush. We need the thrill of a life well lived.
Here's what I would do. I would.
We know what you would do.
What? No.
Office hours?
No, not office hours.
Okay.
I would be very strategic about this, though. I would first look up to see what the policies are at your school.
Okay.
At your college about students dating professors. That can't be too hard to find. That's got to be online.
You think? Is it in like the student handbook?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I've never really read a student handbook. Even when I was in college, I don't remember there being a handbook.
Right.
But I would find out what the rules are. But I would also wait until the semester is over. I wouldn't want any allegations of impropriety.
Yeah.
Arise because you're dating the professor and then he's got to grade your...
Yeah.
Your essays and grade the final exam.
I get what Shay's saying. It's like a thrill. It's a rush. But you also have to think of the consequences. Mm-hmm. If you get caught, what are the consequences going to be? And does the thrill and the rush of a secret romance, does it outweigh the consequences of what would happen if you guys got caught?
So you would at least wait until the semester is over
as
well?
Yeah, I think it's better to be safe than sorry. And hey... Sometimes, you know, as a woman, you get the ick. So in however many weeks this class is still going on, you could get the ick and not even like the guy anymore.
That's true. That could happen. Feelings change.
Feelings change.
That's our advice to you, Lex. Good luck.
As soon as he gives you a bad grade, you might no longer be into him.
Yeah. That's true.
Right?
Or maybe you can change that grade.
No.
Somehow.
I don't like it when you, your voice goes like this, I know that it's about to get weird. That's the telltale sign that things are about to get weird.
All right. Keep us posted, Lex.
Yeah.
Good luck to you. It's Q104, Montel. This is how we do it. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Thank you so much for having us on this morning. There is a game show coming back to NBC tonight. Password's coming back. Do you know Password?
No, I've never heard of it.
So the premiere, the season premiere is tonight on NBC and streaming on Peacock. I'll just read you the whole thing. The iconic guessing game returns for an all-new season featuring all-star celebrity guests and more hilarious twists than ever, starring Jimmy Fallon and hosted by Kiki Palmer. Let the ultimate war of words begin.
Okay.
I'll show you how to play. I'll demonstrate right now.
Okay.
Okay, but I need you to leave the room.
Right now?
Just for a second. Yes. So just leave the room, shut the door, walk to the printer, and then turn around and come back in and sit down. And while you do that, I will let the listeners know the password.
Okay.
So that's how it works. The audience and the listeners know the password.
But I do not.
But you do not. You have to guess it.
I'm leaving.
Okay? All right. So Morgan's going to leave the room just for a second.
Goodbye.
And while she is gone, I will tell you the password. All right. So the password is kitten. The password is kitten. And then Morgan's going to make her way back into the room right now. Okay. There she is. So the audience knows the password. The listeners know the password and what you have to guess. So there's many ways that we could do this game. We could put a time limit on it. We could do a number of guesses.
Okay.
But just testing it out right now. So here, are you ready for your clues?
I'm ready.
All right. Pet.
That's it? That's the only thing I get?
Furry.
Okay.
Meow. Litter.
The password is cat?
No.
Okay.
Hairball.
Well, it's got something to do with a cat.
Baby.
Kitten?
Kitten is correct!
Yay!
That's how password works.
Oh, that was easy.
I like password.
Yeah, I like it too.
If there's a way that we could bring this to the radio show, I would love to do that.
Yeah, if we have an extra giveaway one of these days.
Family Feud, Price is Right. I'm all about it.
All about it.
All about the game shows. And we have our own game show to play. It's called Battle of the Burbs, a five question trivia challenge. And we're playing. Are we playing for Dune movie passes today?
Correct.
Battle of the Burbs is on the way next.
In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs. But there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
Battle of the Burbs brought to you by Self.Inc. Let's meet our players today. First up, we have Jay in Strongsville. He went to the Big Red in Steubenville. Jay, good morning.
Good morning.
You're going to be taking on Lauren in Cleveland Heights, who graduated from Bay High in Bay Village. Lauren, good morning to you and welcome.
Thanks. Good morning.
Good luck, guys.
All right, Jay, Lauren, it's a best of five question trivia challenge. Your name is your buzzer. So here we go with question number one. How Far I'll Go is a popular song from what Disney animated movie, Lauren?
Moana
is correct. Question number two. Which United States founding father is on the $100 bill?
Lauren?
Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, Jay. Well, you just gave her the answer, Jay, but it sounded like she was going to get it right anyways.
The point has to go to Lauren here. Yeah.
Which means it could be a clean sweep. Now, Jay, if you know the answer, make sure you say your name first, and then we'll call on you. But Lauren leads 2-0. Question number three. How long is a decade?
Lauren,
for the win.
10 years.
I just go ahead and hit the right buzzer because she got it. She nailed it.
I prematurely hit the correct button because I was trying to anticipate what Jay would do.
You wanted to cut him off?
Is Jay going to come in here? Is he going to start yelling out
all the answers?
Hey, they're correct answers.
Exactly.
Yeah. Lauren, we're just going to take your word for it that you were going to say Benjamin Franklin.
100%.
Thanks for having us on this morning. We appreciate it very much.
Yeah.
And we have Dune passes for you, so hang on for those.
All right.
It's Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. It's Morgan and Bill. Are you an Airbnb person or are you a hotel person, Morgan, when you travel?
It depends on the situation. If it's just me, then I'll do a hotel. If it's with a group of friends, then I'll do an Airbnb.
What if it's just you and David?
Mostly a hotel.
Airbnb is making some changes to their policy of using security cameras.
Good.
Beginning April 30th. Have you had a problem with this before?
I haven't, but I get all over scary Airbnb story TikTok where, you know, people are spying on people and stuff. It's probably one of the reasons I don't like using Airbnbs all that much.
I didn't even know that was a TikTok thing.
Oh, yeah.
But it sounds like it could be. But Airbnb is saying starting April 30th, if you want to be an Airbnb property, no more security cameras in the house.
Good.
That's it. They're banned starting April 30th. You are still allowed to have security cameras outside the house.
Right.
But you need to disclose their general location. Previously, their policy was that you were allowed to have security cameras in the house, but they had to disclose that on the listing.
Okay, but they never did.
You don't think so?
No.
Do you think they would? Do you think that Airbnb rental owners, what would you call them? A host.
Mm-hmm.
Airbnb host. Do you think they will still have security cameras in their house, even though they're not supposed to?
I don't know. It's like risk reward. Is it worth it if you get found out and then you're no longer able to put your property up on Airbnb?
Probably not, right?
Right. And so then, I would think anybody who wanted to protect the longevity of their property would can them.
You would get bad reviews.
Right.
Which is going to hurt people booking your property in the future.
Right.
But yeah, I can't think of... I've stayed in a few Airbnbs. I know the one in Montana that we stayed in last year. I don't remember there being security cameras, but I also don't even remember thinking about it.
That's the thing, is they're not going to go out of their way to tell you, hey, by the way, there's a security camera on the third floor in the bedroom. You know, they're going to keep those things on the down low, especially somebody who's using them for the wrong reasons.
I remember this must have been like 2017. My family and my extended family, actually, we rented a house in Anaheim, California to go to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
And in Anaheim, they have strict policy at night, like a curfew, Like, it's got to be all quiet in the neighborhood. I would imagine that the Anaheim residents have all band together to get these laws in place because you have so many tourists coming through Anaheim to go to Disneyland. So it was strictly at 10 o'clock or the house would get fined. And I remember this was one night that we were there. We were outside in the pool and it started ticking past 10 p.m. And we get a phone call to the house from the the host the Airbnb. And she's like, get out of the pool.
Oh, my gosh.
So she must have checked her security cam to find out what we were doing outside.
Yeah. See, and that's too much for me.
Yeah. Too many rules. Yeah. Too many regulations. Plus, I don't really see the benefit. I mean, the only benefit that I see on Airbnb right now is maybe space. Because the price just is not
right.
Is not making any sense to me.
That's why I say, like I only use Airbnb if I want to be with a big group of friends. If it's just me or if it's just me and David, I'm getting a hotel because now the hotels are cheaper.
Yeah, it seems that way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It seemed like Airbnbs were the cheaper option, and it seems like Uber and Lyft were the cheaper options, and now I feel like we're going back to...
Yeah, not anymore.
Hotels and taxi cabs.
Yep.
And we thought cutting the cord would be cheaper.
Nope.
Now we're got to go back to cable.
Right, right.
We're heading back to the year 2000. Okay, so Morgan, it's been in, what, a little over a week now? Morgan and David, they're in their new rental place. Not an Airbnb. It is their rental home. But she has a specific question about making friends in the neighborhood. We'll get into that next on the Q Morning Show.
We'll be back with more of the Q Morning Show on Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. You've got Morgan, you've got Bill. We are the Q Morning Show. So Morgan is in a new living environment.
Yes.
She's out of the apartment, into a house, into a new neighborhood. How do you meet those neighbors?
I have no idea. And I, you know, you always hear that, like, the neighborhood camaraderie is one of the things you look forward to when moving to a new area. And I just don't know how to meet these people. I have no idea, not one single neighbor that I have.
Have you seen them?
No.
You haven't even seen people.
I've only...
Because that's a problem.
I know. I've only seen one person leave their house. And it wasn't like my direct neighbor. It's like two doors down.
Yeah, I don't really have any secrets for you.
Well, how did you meet your neighbors?
It happens organically.
It does?
And it really only happened in our Rocky River neighborhood when we were living in Arizona. I don't think we knew any of our neighbors.
Really?
In fact, one of the house to our right was a rental house, and there was just constantly people cycling in and out.
Yeah.
It seemed like, and I think we just like, let's not make any effort. And then there was Albert who was living to our left, and he didn't like us at all because we had a basketball court in the backyard. And so basketballs and footballs were constantly going over into his yard.
Yeah, he was like, you guys were the noisy neighbors.
Sometimes he would throw them back. Sometimes he didn't. They did not care for us very much. Now, in Rocky River, it's been different. We know our next-door neighbors to our right. That's Nick and Stacy. And we're friendly with them. They have dogs. We will see them on walks frequently in the neighborhood. When they had a baby, we sent over a gift to the house. But we don't hang out with them on a friendly basis. Like,
right.
We've never had them over to the backyard for drinks or anything like that. We've never been over to dinner at their house. It's just us being friendly with them.
Yeah, but I feel like if there was an emergency, you would be able to utilize them, right?
Like, what kind of an emergency are you talking about?
Like, let's say,
what,
I don't know.
What could happen? I'm getting nervous.
Something drastic happens and you need somebody to watch the kids for 5 minutes. Like, would you be able to go to your neighbor and ask that?
Yes, I think I would. I think I would go over there.
See, I need that type of relationship, and I just don't know. Because even when I, like, you know, you say it happens organically. If I'm on my front porch and my neighbor is on their front porch, I'm still probably not, like...
Aren't you going to wave?
I don't know. Is that weird?
No. Well, wait. Waving? Not waving? That's kind of weird.
Or, like, saying hi. Like, screaming from across the road, hey. Like, that feels weird to me.
No, I don't think that's weird.
Really?
I have the neighbor across the street, and I can't remember his name. So that's bad. A lot of this is on me, too, because I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
But when we were out I guess, early December, both putting up our Christmas lights. We were doing it at the same time, and I was yelling across the street at him, and then I went over and had a conversation with him about his new Christmas items in his front yard.
I feel like it's different for guys and women. Because if I were to say if I were to have this same conversation with David, he would be with you all the way. He'd be like, oh no, it's so easy. Like, David can make friends with a brick wall if he really wanted to. I don't know why it makes me feel awkward. So should I just have my husband make friends for us?
Well, that's a start.
I guess.
To have David be the, what do you want to call it?
The guinea pig?
The conduit between you and meeting your neighbors.
Do I take them over some cookies?
That's not bad. My friend, or not my friend, but my neighbor, John, he lives across the street from me as well. And the last time I saw John on Christmas Eve, he and his daughters baked a bunch of chocolate candy, I guess, homemade candy. And they were dropping it off at the neighbor's homes on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And I was really embarrassed because we had people over at the time. We had guests in the house. And I opened the door and I had a beer in my hand.
So what?
I don't know. I just felt weird about that. I should have put the beer down. Like he's thinking.
Just enjoying your evening.
My neighbor's a big drunk. But then it was Christmas Eve. 216-474-0104. How did you meet the neighbors? Did you take the first step? Or do you have an overly friendly neighbor? They come over to meet you.
Yeah. Like, and if you could give me any advice on how to make friends with my neighbors, I would greatly appreciate it.
Or should you not push it?
Yeah. Should I just stay in my own little bubble?
Just let it happen naturally. I don't know. 216-474-0104. Q104. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Morgan wants to meet her new neighbors. However, she's too afraid to meet her new neighbors.
I don't know how.
She doesn't want to wave to them when she sees them.
Well, I haven't seen them yet is the first problem, but I put myself in those situations. What would I do if we were both on the front porch? And I don't think I would like yell and wave. That seems weird to me.
Hey, neighbor. Like, you're afraid that they're going to think you're weird for doing that.
Yeah, I do.
So how is it done? Jenny is in Akron. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning.
How did you meet your neighbors?
So we moved into our new neighborhood in February 2020, right before the pandemic happened. So we didn't actually meet a lot of ours until later on that summer and that year. And the way to do it is realize that everyone feels awkward. No one really wants to do it. And you just got to push through. So you wave at everyone anytime, at any point. If you're out walking the dog, if you're out doing anything in the neighborhood, you just kind of wave to everyone and say, hey, good evening, beautiful day, right? And it's going to happen organically after that. If you're in your car, you wave as you're driving by each other. And one of our neighbors that was the sweetest, they actually dropped off this really tasty lemon loaf from a local bakery with their Christmas card. They didn't bake us cookies. They just bought something from a nice bakery with their Christmas card.
Okay.
And said, welcome to the neighborhood.
Okay.
Now, you like the crumble cookies.
I do.
Morgan,
I do.
What if you shared some crumble cookies with your neighbor?
Never going to happen. If I'm buying crumble cookies, I'm eating all of them. You should know this. But I could buy a lemon loaf. I could give up the lemon loaf.
Because a lemon loaf to me does not sound appetizing. Is that good?
Is a lemon loaf good? I love lemon loaves. Okay. Yeah. You've never had like the lemon loaf bread from Starbucks? Ooh, it's so good.
I have not. But would you feel comfortable doing that? Just knocking on someone's door and saying, hi, I'm Morgan. I'm new in the neighborhood. Just wanted to say hi. Here's a lemon loaf.
I would ding dong ditch. I would put the Christmas card on top of the lemon loaf, ring the doorbell, and then run away.
Lame.
That's what I would do.
Someone is texting in and saying, wait until the weather warms up. Then people are spending more time outside.
That's true.
And then more people would be more inclined to come over and talk to you.
That's true.
Brittany is listening to us in Lorain. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Brittany, you have met your neighbors and it has not gone well for you. Is that correct?
That's correct.
It didn't go well at first. Tell us about your next door neighbor.
So she's an older lady, and I bought my house in April. So when I moved in, she was out doing, like, her flowers and everything. So I waved to her. I introduced my kids. And I just let her know, you know, if you're ever sick or you need anything, just let me know. I'm right next door. I said, it's nice to have, you know, a neighbor like that.
Right.
So I thought we were doing good. Well, my kids are screaming in the backyard. She's taping us. She's taping. And I'm like, what?
Taping you?
So I go around the house. And this lady is in my yard, taping my kids on the trampoline, screaming and cussing at them.
Why?
And I'm like, I don't know. So I'm like, wait. You can't do this. I said, you can't paint my kids. What is the problem? They're being loud. I said, they're in our yard. They're four.
Right.
Our four-year-old twins. Like, they're not doing anything.
What is this older lady doing recording your kids
on
a phone?
And coming onto your property.
I have no idea.
Like, she wants to post on TikTok or something like that, saying, look how loud these kids are, or something like that?
Right. I don't know. We've had the cops there because she kicked my friend.
I'm sorry. You had the cops there because what?
She kicked my little puppy. I have a little Frenchie.
She kicked your dog?
She kicked him and then said, and get him out of my yard. I said, I went to bend down to pick him up and you kicked him.
Oh,
he ran.
My gosh.
Well, that's it. I'm fired up now.
Yeah, what the heck is wrong with this lady?
I'm going over there now.
See, this is why I don't want to introduce myself to any of my neighbors.
Yeah,
just in
then
case.
I'm at work and this lady fences in her whole house and part of my yard when I come home.
Well, that sounds like a good thing. It sounds like
that's why I was like, you know what? I don't even care that you took my yard. At least we don't have to see you.
Yeah. Let her fortress herself in there.
Yeah, literally.
And maybe you'll never see her again.
Okay. Yeah. Feel great about meeting my neighbors. Feel really great about going over with the lemon loaf now. Really great. Can you imagine?
Thanks for the pep talk, Brittany.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
I'm imagining you getting kicked by one of your neighbors.
I mean, I would probably apologize. I'd be like, I'm sorry. Whatever I did wrong, I'm sorry.
It's Q104. Ed Sheeran, it's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show, Morgan and Bill. Justin Timberlake, his new album drops on Friday.
Yes, we're looking forward to that, right?
Everything I Thought It Was. Yeah, I'll listen to the album on the way into work that morning.
Yeah, assuming it
drops at midnight. So JT is promoting the album this week. He was on Kimmel last night. I don't know. I didn't see the entire show, so I don't know if he was what the deal was. Obviously, Jimmy Kimmel hosted the Oscars on Sunday night, so I don't know if he took the night off or whatever it was. But Justin Timberlake came out and he actually did the monologue. Came out and told jokes.
Did you guys watch the Oscars last night? Really good, right? I mean, I haven't seen that many stars since Joey Fatone elbowed me in the face. Rim shot. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. There you have it. Congratulations to Justin Timberlake.
All right. I guess I'll go to YouTube and watch the rest of that.
Will you?
Seems like it's going to be good. On the way this morning, I know we have tickets for a special Blossom show. Coming up, I believe, in August. It's Barbie the movie in concert.
Yes.
Like an orchestra concert of all the popular songs from the Barbie movie. We're going to have that for you after 9 this morning on the Q Morning Show.
Hey, it's real life, real Cleveland. This is the Q Morning Show on Q104.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.